USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president continues to accuse Russia of war crimes. Speaking virtually to the UN Security Council, Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has been targeting and killing civilians, including children. A new report claims Hunter Biden's federal tax investigation might also involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post says a Delaware grand jury is examining Hunter Biden's foreign business ties that involves millions of dollars. One witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. A former business associate of Hunter Biden previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. Biden has always maintained he's had nothing to do with his son's business affairs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Democrats and Republicans come together on a new COVID bill.
Senate Republicans and Democrats reached a deal Monday on $10 billion in additional COVID funding. The goal is to buy therapeutics and vaccines and maintain the nation's testing capabilities if another COVID wave hits the United States. The legislation spends $5 billion to purchase and develop COVID treatments such as antiviral pills. Another $750 million is set aside to develop vaccines that target specific variants and to expand vaccine manufacturing capacity in the United States if needed.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Tiger Woods says he feels like he's going to play at the Masters in Augusta this week. The five-time champion making the comments Tuesday morning before playing practice rounds. Tiger saying he wants to practice more before making the final decision, but thinks he can win the Masters if he plays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The 2022 Masters kicks off Thursday morning at Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, and one storyline many have been watching, will Tiger Woods be playing?
Well, as of right now, I feel like I am going to play. As of right now.
Woods hasn't competed in a major tournament since getting injured in a bad car accident last year. The Masters is one of four golf major championships this year. A plane crash was the talk of one New Jersey neighborhood on Monday.
A small plane was a few hundred yards from the airport when it crashed in a New Jersey neighborhood Monday afternoon. The single-engine Mooney flew out of Piedmont Triad International Airport en route to Central Jersey Airport in Manville, south of New York, when the aircraft went down, taking some power lines with it, before resting on the front lawns of two homes. The pilot missed all of the houses and was able to walk away from the crash. However, he was taken to the hospital with facial injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Senate will move ahead with a full vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for a procedural vote to advance the nomination after the Senate Judiciary Committee's vote resulted in a deadlock. Jackson is expected to be confirmed as the first black woman to sit on. Jackson is expected to be confirmed to the Supreme Court later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.